This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And this morning we have gotten Hall of Fame nominees for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. And it is headlined by two names that you might imagine. One of them is, for me, for my thoughts, top three all-time wide receivers. And another one is a prominent quarterback. That's Larry Fitzgerald, Drew Brees. Those are some of the headliners on nominees for Hall of Fame. Both those guys are like immediately in, right?
Drew Brees in for sure. Absolutely. Larry Fitzgerald in for sure. Those are locks. I'm looking at the list right now. I mean, there's going to be some, there always is, of course, but there's going to be some other ones that might be climbing pretty quickly.
All right, so there's some other prominent first-year eligibilities, and I don't think anybody would disagree with this on the Drew Brees, Fitzgerald ones being just like easy ones here.
Yeah.
But some of the other first-time eligibility guys include Phillip Rivers and Alex Smith. Out of those guys, how do you feel about them? It feels like they probably have to wait a year.
They're going to have to wait. Phillip Rivers is obviously, you know, one of those that you're going to hear a lot of arguments about either way.
Yeah, I like how you're like Alex Smith. He's also there.
Yeah.
Tight ends.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked he there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. As a nominee.
Yeah, I never thought about him.
Well, it's just 5 years out. It's almost automatic.
Yeah, and yeah. Alex Smith is such a funny dude because I think we have kind of because of the way things went in his career with the injuries and then just kind of being usurped a couple of times at different jobs. He was a really good quarterback. Like, he was a really solid quarterback.
But that's what it
in the
is.
NFL.
That's
but
where
course,
it ends.
But yeah, it's not Hall of Fame.
Do y'all
good,
put him
right?
on the same level as a Phillip Rivers, though?
No, God, no. No, Phillip Rivers is miles ahead of him.
Yeah, I think I would go with Phillip Rivers better. Phillip Rivers just had the worst luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just with a bad organization at that time.
I don't know. Do we view those Chargers at that time as a bad organization?
No, just unlucky.
Eli Manning didn't want to go there.
He didn't. He didn't. True. But then Phillip Rivers got there, and they did a great job putting talent around them. Like, there's a number of teams I could think of.
They just stumbled over their own feet.
And you could rattle a ton of great players off there. But, yeah, they just felt like any time they got to a game that they really needed it, it was the Phillip Rivers situation where you're down one score, and it's 45 seconds. You got one timeout, actually no timeouts. So you got to go 70 yards down the field to try and score a touchdown and win the game, and it never happened because, of course, it didn't because Phillip Rivers was cursed.
Are there any other first-year candidates that jump off the page to you? Because I think you know mine.
Well, let me see as I roll through these. So you'll have Greg Olsen and Jason Witten that are going to be first-year available. Frank Gore and LeSean Shady McCoy are here, offensive linemen. David DeCastro and Marquise Pouncey, and then some defensive linemen, Geno Atkins and Jarrell Casey. Oh, and then Thomas Davis, who I famously will always remember him as the dude who broke his arm in the NFC Championship game and then still played in the Super Bowl two weeks later, which you would never get me to do. Not never.
Me neither. I think Frank Gore, no, it's not going to happen right out.
No, Frank Gore, I don't think is the first. If he gets in, it's going to take a couple of years.
Yeah, but I think he deserves to be in. I really do.
You could easily get me on the Pouncey brother. Like, I think the Pounceys were incredible when they were playing. That one feels like an easy one you could get me on. But and I think Jason Witten is one of those guys that's regarded so highly that I think he ends up being one of them that gets looked at as getting put in, especially as a Cowboy. I think a lot of these other guys, while very good in various different respects, especially knowing how hard the NFL, the Pro Football, rather, Hall of Fame is to get into, I think that we might be talking about how long it takes for some of these guys to get in as opposed
to first-year
type situations. All right.
What's the year J.J. Watt is eligible to go in?
Next
year or two more years?
I'm drawing a blank on exactly. It might be a year after next when he retired. It's 5 years, so.
Yeah, and his final season was 22, so he's got the year after next. Mm-hmm. That'd be the
27.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Where he'd be eligible to go win. Our Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, I saw this stat before the Sunday Night Football game, and I actually updated it after Sunday Night Football. And NFL offenses to this point in the season were averaging 318.6 yards per game, which you go, all right, what does that mean? That's the lowest total yards per game since 2005 and the third lowest total this century.
So what's it telling you? Go ahead.
That's the question I wanted to ask. Why do we feel like that's the case in this modern era where, like, teams are not averaging as many yards per game? There's a few things that have been thrown out there generally that I want to run by you, but I want to get your initial thought on what comes to mind when you see, oh, wow, offenses, when it comes to yards per game, are down.
I think it points to the defense. I think defenses are just so advanced now. The scouting and the coaching is so good, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson notwithstanding. And athleticism and size. I think it's just the defenses are so good. Here's one that you probably are going to be surprised to hear me say. Lack of preseason reps.
Hey, we got them, boys.
Lack of preseason reps.
We got them.
I still don't.
Bring back the preseason.
Hold on, I wasn't through.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Still don't want the preseason.
Oh.
Still think it's a waste of time.
We don't got them, boys.
But there is a ramping up. There is a ramping up element that's involved.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I think that that's fair early on in the season, right? We're not seeing that kind of getting out quickly. Some people very easily went to a thing that I think is fair, which is the continued advancement of starting position with kickoffs, obviously, you know, being the return and then the touchback being placed all the way to 35. But interestingly enough, like when it comes to starting field position, that actually hasn't been that much of a deal. I think what's also something interesting to pair with it is that per True Media as well, 2025 is the second highest season in history in terms of points per drive. I think that also, in addition to having teams playing a lot of too high safety, I think that's some of it, but I think teams are also advancing and having longer possessions and going and scoring possessions a little bit more. There's maybe a little bit less of like, hey, back and forth. Then I think that might be kind of narrowing some of the...
And it could be none of the above. It might not be the defenses are advancing, the preseason, you know, the starting position. It could simply be because we're just three games in. I mean, that's a very small sample size. And by the way, there have been a lot of defensive touchdowns and special teams touchdowns.
That also has helped.
We mentioned this past week, and there were nine special teams or defensive touchdowns this past week. So it could be like, hey, let's put a pin in this. And let's see what it looks like in week 9, week 10. You know,
couple more things that are worth noting, because I think some people on the text line fall in line with you, training camp. Somebody said quarterback talent has dropped, and I actually don't think I agree with that. Like, I think we are pretty close to having some of the best quarterback talent that we've had really in a long time. Like, we really have a lot of talent on. I mean, hell, we're looking at Daniel Jones producing at a pretty high level. Yeah. And that's a dude that I don't know that we view all that highly and respect in a huge way. I appreciate the 979 texting in saying that the Texans are bringing the average down, which feels objectively true. But in addition to that, I found this to be interesting from Deontay Lee. It could be as simple as defenses are just ahead of offenses.
That's what I keep saying.
Some of that is training camp, but some of that is also defensive line talent really outpaces our offensive line talent. And we see that very particularly with this Texas team, but we're seeing also other teams. Again, I saw Mina Kimes tweet this over the weekend, and I think she's right in this. The teams that didn't invest in their offensive line, you're seeing the dividends of that pay off because defensive lines have been so damn good around the league right now that if your offensive line isn't tip-top, especially knowing that there's not a lot of great offensive line talent, at least relative to the number of positions there are, you're going to have a bad time, and I think that some of that is also factoring in.
That's the first thing that popped in my mind. It's the defenses. It's the size. It's the strength. It's the coaching. It's the scouting. It's the athleticism. It's the focus on so much more defense. And despite them always bending the rules to try to benefit the offense, the defense is just better.
Shout out to defenses just getting out here and continuing.
It seems like the defense is trying to take away the big plays, too.
Agreed.
So that's probably why you don't see all of the big fireworks that you usually see from like a Patrick Mahomes and all that stuff. And they just taking whatever the defense give them.
Yeah, you'll pick up those yards and it'll take longer. Also, I wonder how much of it is as much as you're not going like back and forth necessarily. Team's willingness to go for it more on fourth down and like, you know, kind of matriculate down the field in addition to like seeing more two high shells.
Yeah, because when you look at the stats, you see stuff like, oh, Patrick Mahomes had a good game. He had 222 yards.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Used to be 400.
Man, they used to average about 300 yards a game.
That's one of the things I do always appreciate about sports is that you have to take a second at any given time and be like, all right, how have my kind of preset kind of preconceived notions changed, and how do I need to shift them to be in line with what the season is? Because that's one of those ones where you're like, oh, well, you didn't throw for 300 yards. How good of a game could you have been? Like, I think now you have to be like, all right, well, what does that number actually look like in this year, in this time? Because
they'd be like, they'd be like 22 for 25 for 222.
Right.
It's just like, that was a good game, but we used to see in the 350.
Yes.
You know, 45 for 350 or something like that.
Yes.
I mentioned Drew Brees. Obviously, he is headlining that Hall of Fame class. He also is getting even more into media. And apparently, he has no love lost necessarily for this Eagles offense. Because despite the Eagles starting 3-0, apparently he doesn't like it all that much. He said, quote, I respect Philly, because he was on First Take. He said, they're winning games. They're finding a way to win games. But I can't stand to watch that offense. It's the most boring offense, close quote.
Do you agree with that?
I kind of do. I don't even know how much of this is about the tush push itself. I do feel like they have a lot of talent, and it kind of ends up looking relatively mundane. Like, obviously, the bell of the ball in that offense is Saquon Barkley, but they don't really do a great job getting the ball to A.J. Brown. We've seen this a number of years now. It feels like, honestly, I have to remember that Devontae Smith plays for that team, and he's really good at playing football, but it just doesn't seem like they get the ball to him a lot. It just ends up being like really, it ends up being kind of drab. I hear him to some degree. I'm not going to lie. When I first read it, I was like, is he hating right now?
That's what I thought, because I don't think immediately. You want to see boring? We got you boring. Hey Drew, have you watched any of these games down here?
That is fair. Yeah.
And maybe that's where I am. Like, I know boring, and that ain't boring.
See, the thing is, the Eagles are winning.
Yes.
And
that ain't boring.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl and they're winning. So that maybe it do look boring for a winning team like that.
I think I just figured it out as I'm talking here. It's like, because I saw that and I'm like, what? And then I realized, oh, that's because I watched these guys so closely.
But him as a quarterback, that part shouldn't even matter because it's all about winning.
Right.
Everybody always talk about it don't matter what it looked like and long as we win. So it's kind of funny a quarterback saying that too.
Yeah, and the offense is very methodical, which again, I think that ties in with what we were talking about earlier. Someone texted in from the 281 saying that it could just be like more running the football, and it does feel like anecdotally, I'll have to go and look at the stats on how rushing looks comparatively over the last, I don't know, decade or so in the NFL. But it does feel like there is more of a concerted effort to run the football to that point. And the Eagles' offense is obviously very efficient, especially in the red zone, in part because of the tush-push play. And when we talk about the tush-push play, The Bucks head coach, who we know, Todd Bowles, was actually praising the Tush Push for creativity, interestingly enough, because he said that, you know, there's a lot of people that have come after it, and he said he's a fan of the creativity, right? He thinks that if somebody crafts something that they do well and it's within the rules, it's up to the other side of the football to stop them. That's according to Todd Bowles. And then he went further, and I appreciated this level of kind of awareness. They have something that they do well. I think Buffalo is the other team that can do it well. And interestingly enough, last year they were actually better at it.
Yeah, well, they got stopped in the postseason.
That did stop. Yeah. If everyone else could do it, everyone would be doing it. So it's a challenge for all defensive coordinators to stop it, and that includes me.
Let me ask you both this. Do you think the Tush Push is boring? I think it's kind of – there's a sense of anticipation every time they do it. I don't think it's necessarily –
is there a sense of anticipation?
Like, just because it's so unique, you know, you want to see how they barrel through this guy.
I do feel like it's boring when they're doing it on third down.
Okay.
If it's third down, okay. But if it's like a fourth and short.
Or on the goal line.
Yeah, or if it's a fourth and, and goal or something like that.
I don't think it's that boring. Do you?
There is something to be said for – the part of the excitement of anything live is not knowing what's going to happen next. And when they line up for that push, we know what the end result is going to be. By and large going to get it. I do wonder if that changes at all. Cause Desmond Watson, the big boy out of, Florida. Ooh, wrong team. That he was re-signed back to the Bucks practice squad this week. And there's a lot of people thinking, especially as Todd Bowles is talking, are they going to utilize and maybe put Big Boy in the middle, see if they can stop the Tush Push that way?
He's going to be activated for one game.
It's like, we know that we wanted you to get healthy. Hold that for just 1 minute.
Take this $50,000.
Yeah, can you just be a big old trash can full of dirt and not move right now?
We need you for four plays. That's all, just four.
All right, that's a little bit of a around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. There's a couple of additions that the Texans have made to their roster. We'll talk about that and what's popping. But coming up next here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, there's an interesting piece written in The Athletic about C.J. Stroud and where he is. And it kind of obviously all circles around the contract timing that's coming up here soon. As of right now, what you've seen from C.J. right now, how would you handle the next contract that seems to be coming up for him? 713-572-4610. I want to talk about that next.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.